This is Why I Settled in Tasmania.
Life stories about people from refugee backgrounds living and building a new life in Tasmania.
Here on Hobart FM.
Why I Settled in Tasmania.
This program is produced with the assistance of the Community Broadcasting Foundation, CBF.
Hello, welcome to Why I Settle in Tasmania. I am Sonia Parra. Today we are with us Abdullah and Mirwai from the Hazara community in Launceston, Tasmania.
Hello, my name is Asadullah. Originally, I am from Afghanistan. I am Hazara. In 2010, we moved from our country to cross the border. We went to the Pakistan. We live in Pakistan called Peshawar city. We lived for 4 years over there. In 2014, we arrived here in Tasmania, Launceston City. Another time, unfortunately, we crossed the border. I escaped from Taliban. I left my son too in Kabul City with my friend. He lives for 6 years with my friend in Kabul City.
Why do you have to leave Afghanistan?
Because unfortunately in Afghanistan our land got from by Taliban. But we can go, for example, from this city to the next city. It is very dangerous for our Hazara people because yes. They killing us for 100 years, for a long time. Unfortunately, we can go to the next city, we can go to the another area, we can working. But yes, our Hazara people, they are have a good education and good experience because our area, our district called Jaghori, that area has 100 schools.
Okay.
Schools not made by government, by made by people. Our parents.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, but unfortunately, no one making a school for us. No one pay money for our teachers.
Okay.
But we pay money for our teacher. Our area, first education in Afghanistan, called Jaghori. It is very famous. But I work with army. They are shock, Taliban shock, bullied in my head. But I live in Afghanistan.
But you were working with the army, the Afghanistan army.
Yeah, the war time, they are shock, bullied in my head. I came. But after that, I came to the Pakistan. I went to the Pakistan, but we were with my family in Pakistan. Then I went to the UNHCR office. I record. I spoke with them my history. I gave my certificate from army.
Yes.
Then I came to strike.
Before we continue, can you explain us how did you get the job with the Afghanistan army if the Afghanistan government don't recognize the Hazaras
yes.
as citizen and had the rights they are in the country? So how do you get this job with them?
Yes, before military, called NATO military from Europe country, for American, Canada and Australia. 14 countries, they have a military power in Afghanistan.
Yes.
Their soldier working with army of Afghanistan for, since 2001.
Yes.
American and Australian army in Europe country, they are came to Afghanistan. It is very best time for Hazara people working to the government. But unfortunately, many Hazara people, they have good education and good experience about the government, but they can't allow them to, for example, working in the highest government staff.
Yes.
For example, for like such as parliament, president, minister. But they are working in Afghanistan. We have a soldier, like officer in army of Afghanistan. Before, they don't allow the Hazara people working with army, especially in with government.
That means that the Hazara community have the right or was allowed to work in the government,
yes,
after 2001.
Yeah, we working with Afghanistan government. Before, they didn't allow to Hazara people work government of.
How long you were working with the army?
7 years.
7 years,
yeah.
Okay.
I worked with, my job was officer.
What kind of things you have to do in the army?
My job was logistics.
The Hazara are an ethnic minority reviled by the Sunni Taliban and other extremists, and persecuted within Afghanistan for their Asiatic appearance and adherence to Shiite Muslim beliefs. The Hazara ethnic minority lives largely in Afghanistan and makes up around 9% of the country's population. However, there are also communities living in Iran and Pakistan. Their name is Persian for 1,000, and relates to a myth that the Hazara descended from 1,000 troops that accompanied Genghis Khan during the conquest of the Eurasian base.
I would like to go a little bit back. How was your childhood? If you grow up in a village or in a refugee camp, a little bit more about your childhood in Afghanistan.
Yes, I born in district and village, not in the city. It is not city, it is district called Jaguri, January 1979. I started at the school, college. I finished my college again. Another time, Taliban came to our area. They blocked our road.
What you were studying in the college?
Lawyer.
So what happened when they closed the road?
Because another we can go to the university, but another time they attacked our area.
Yes.
But I went, another time I went to the Iran. Iran, I worked for 2 years. My job was builder.
Yes.
Yeah, I met many building in Iran.
Yes.
Capital city of Iran is called Tehran.
But you was working there as illegal, or you had the permission to work there?
Permission. Then the American military, it is called NATO, they are came to Afghanistan. They start war with Taliban, but they make a government for Afghanistan.
Yes.
Yeah. Another time I came back from Iran to my country, Afghanistan. I began my study again. I studied for 2-3 years to the university for army.
You continue studying a lawyer?
Yeah. Then for 7 years, I work army of Afghanistan.
When did you get married?
During my job, maybe 2004.
And your wife is from the same village of you?
Yes, but my wife is same village, but their father and mother, her mother and father in Pakistan. Karachi city, but I went to Pakistan. I married in Pakistan city with my wife.
After you start to work in there, you was working in Afghanistan all the 7 years?
Yes.
And what happened in that time?
From Afghanistan?
Yes.
Because unfortunately 7 years I worked with army, but they are shot 3 bullets in my head, the Taliban, but my eyes saw it another time finished.
Uh-huh.
But no one asked me, because I am Hazara, no one asked me, where are you now? They are not gift for me, for example, house, money. Yeah.
The Afghanistan army.
Yeah, yeah. from government. They are not sent to me to the next country for my health, mm-hmm. for example, to eyes doctor.
Yes.
No one asked me. I wait. I stay for two years. No one asked me, where are you?
When the Taliban attacked you yeah. was in Afghanistan?
Yes, yeah.
How long time in Afghanistan after that? In the hospital or where?
No, just 5-6 months.
In the hospital?
Hospital, yeah. After that, I was at home. I escaped from Taliban to maybe some, they are making some happening for my children.
Yes.
Then moved from Afghanistan to Pakistan.
Okay, and yeah. you had kids in that time?
Yeah, I had two kids, two boys. One is Mirwais, another one is Khalil. But I left my oldest son, Mirwais, in Kabul. He is 10 years old. But he is big, 2 years older than my another son, Khalil.
Yes, he was a baby in that time.
He was 4 years. Because another time I escaped from Taliban, but that was not good for our Hazara. Because away they understand, they are looking, they are checking, they have a checkpoint. They are stopped the bus and looking. They understand they are Hazara because our face is different with another people of Afghanistan.
Yes.
Like our is in Mongolia.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, they understand they are Hazara. But I scared from border because many Hazara boy lost it from border.
They stolen the boys.
Yeah, stolen, yeah. It is not good because they are maybe to use from our children to making for bomb, basket bomb.
Yes.
Yeah, to between the innocent people using.
Do you live him with family or friends?
My friends.
In Kabul?
In Kabul, yeah, for a long time.
For how long?
Maybe 6 years, yeah, 5-6 years.
6 years, so he grew up there.
Yeah.
Do you have contact with him in meantime?
No, just we arrived here again. I contact with him because I think the talking another time is not good with him, was making sad.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. Where is my father and my mother? It is not.
But he's grew up now knowing that this family is not his family?
No.
How he know that his father and mother were away?
Because from Pakistan, I had telephone number. I spoke with him.
Ah, okay. So you had the contact with him.
They understand where I am. We are. We are live in Pakistan or Australia.
Why I settled in Tasmania.
You are listening to Hobart FM and the life stories of people who are building a new life in Tasmania.
Then I came to with my family in Australia. Again, after 1 year from the city Launceston, I went to the MRC. My growth center, and I told my history about my son with my caseworker. I told them I have another son. He lives in Afghanistan. He is not here. But after that, we arrived here after one year. Then I put application. I sent application for my son to sponsor bring my son here. Embassy of Afghanistan, Australian Embassy in Kabul, they are help with me.
Yes.
And from MRC, but unfortunately, I am not very happy because many people, they are sponsored, they are bring their brother, sister from Iran.
Mm-hmm.
They are not pay money. for their family. Every family has 6, 7, 8 until 10 persons, people.
From Iran?
From one family. They all came from Iran. But just my son, I sponsor my son, but I spent $10,500 for my son for his application.
$10,500 to bring here?
Yeah.
Here? You had to pay all this money? And how do you get all this money? Yeah, this is a lot of money.
Yeah, it is a lot of money. From my Hazara people.
Yeah.
From my friends, they gave money for 5 and 6 months to borrow.
Oh, you borrowed the money?
Yeah.
So you had to pay this money now?
Yeah. Still every month, I'm giving 500, 400, 1,000 back for that.
But how is your not working?
It is too hard for me, I told you, because unfortunately many people, many family, they are not paid money.
Okay.
They sponsor their brother, sister with family.
Yes.
Yeah, but I paid money for my son. It is not very good, especially for me, because I can't work. It is too hard for me. I'm not very happy about that. But I don't know. And this process, this... Before I told them, my son is in... He lives in Afghanistan. But first time, I sent application to the embassy of Australia in Kabul. They told me, no problem. We admit the process is finished. Your son is coming soon. I paid $10,500 for this process, but my wife and we went to the hospital. We gave the DNA test.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, and my son gave DNA test because they had to prove. Yeah, they are not trusted me. Is your son or not? I told him no problem for me because I paid money, I can't see, I can't work. I not tell you about the something wrong.
Yes.
He is my son. I am happy, no problem for me. I am ready to giving DNA test. But I paid for maybe... Yeah, total, I can't remember, 1,600 dollars for DNA test.
60?
Yeah, 16.
Ah, 16.
Yeah, 15 or 16 dollars. I can't remember, maybe more than, for DNA test.
Oh.
Yeah, it is too hot.
Yes.
Yeah, they told 3,500 I paid for application, but I don't know why this. I don't understand about this law. This.
It was more than 1 year in the application.
Yeah.
When the process.
Yeah.
So you had the communication with Mirwais in all this time that you, since that you arrived to Australia?
Yeah.
So you was talking with him by phone?
Yes. By phone and Skype.
So he was ready to come too?
Yes, he was very happy to visit his parents and sister and brothers because he never seen before. His sister.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how was the day when he arrived to Launceston? for you, for your family.
Very interesting. Yeah, this where is good because another time he arrived to the Launceston Airport, Melbourne Airport. One voluntary, her name is Robin.
Mm-hmm.
She went with my son, another son, to visit, meet Mirwais on the Melbourne Airport.
Yes.
Yeah, they are stay one night to her friend's house. Then another time, they came from Melbourne. They arrived to this airport, Launceston Airport. Many Hazara people they went to
the airport,
maybe.
Oh, really?
40 and 50 persons.
Ah, people, really?
Yeah.
Ah, to say sport, welcome.
Yeah, welcome to visit my son.
He must be very happy for you, no, Mirwais?
Yeah.
And so Mirwais have all the way from Afghanistan to Australia by himself?
Yes, no one.
Nobody was with him.
But just one person, his name is David. Maybe he is working at the embassy of Australia in Kabul.
Yes.
Just he helped with him from Kabul to Dubai.
To Dubai.
Yeah, again.
And to put him in a safe place.
Yeah. Then he came by himself to maybe
the assistant
Dubai to the Taiwan.
Okay.
From Thailand to Melbourne, from Melbourne to.
For yourself, Mirwais?
Yeah.
You're not scared, okay? Very good.
Yeah, he is strong.
Very strong boy. Yeah. With all this story. How was when you touch your son? It must really hard and...
Yeah, it was very hard and very interesting, especially for me to, after 6 years, to touch my son. It was too hot because unfortunately our life is like some people made a fire in our house.
Mm-hmm.
Our life is in Afghanistan, for example, if someone is to making fire in this room.
Yes.
You are my friend, he is my son. Another time you are not stay for me. You are jumping from this window to the outside.
Oh.
Quickly. Our life is like this.
Oh,
just we are moving because we can't go with my son, with my parents. I know many, many Hazara people. They didn't saw, for example, their family.
And, yes.
Father and mother for 20 years, for 30 years. They didn't saw any sister and brothers. It is too hard for us.
So you are still have family in Afghanistan?
Yes, I have a sister. I don't know about
her.
Her, yeah. Yes, he lives in Afghanistan, yeah.
And your parents?
They are dead.
It was 6 months ago when Mirwais arrived here. So how was all the process to reunite with the family? That is almost a new family, a new member of the family for you too.
Yes, it is. Sometime he asked me about why you are left me to in Afghanistan, you are came here without me. But I can't find answer for him, unfortunately, because it is too hot. I spoke with you. Just we are looking to find a safe place and safe country for us.
Okay.
Yeah, it is too hot. It is too hot for every Hazara people.
And how is the relationship with him, with brother and sister?
Good, very good. But sometimes he asking about his second mother in Afghanistan. How can I sponsor my mother to come?
The mother is your family friend?
Yes, my friend's mother.
One day, Mir wife. Why not? Look at you. You are in Australia now.
This is Mir wife, Asadullah Sam, who arrived to Launceston and met his parents for first time after 6 years away from them.
Hello, Mir wife.
Hello, I am Mir wife. I am 10 years old. I live in here. I like Tasmania, and then I want to be at the future engineer.
Are you happy here in Launceston?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to go to safety in the school.
In which level of the school are you?
Grade 4.
Grade 4, okay.
And I'm learning and study.
Okay, good. Thank you very much, Miriam Wise.
You are listening to
Why I Settled in Tasmania.
The living stories of people from refugee backgrounds who have settled in the Apple Isle.
Here on Hobart FM.
Can you explain me how was the process and what do you decide to come to Australia?
In Peshawar, city of Pakistan, I wrote my story on the paper. I gave some information and an interview at the UNHCR office.
Yes.
Yeah, then after 2 years, they are sent my application to the Embassy of Australia in Islamabad.
To get the visa, the humanitarian visa to move?
Yes.
And in the meantime, you was living in Pakistan?
Yes, yes.
And what did you do?
Nothing. I had some money. I bring that money from Afghanistan because before I worked, I had money a little bit.
Yes.
But I rent a house in that city. We paid money. We bought fruit and food for my children, but no one helped from UNHCR for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there is not refugee camp for refugee people.
In Pakistan?
Yes.
What kind of memories do you have at the moment when the embassy confirmed that you come to Australia with your family?
Yes, it is very good for our family, but at the future for my son, for our life, because we are safely here. My son, go to the school safely. We are stay here, no danger. But it is good for us, but I heard, I'm studying at the TASTEF. I've heard from people from many countries, the refugee people, they are starting beginning their history. They are told this country is very beautiful, such as many trees, many flowers, very green. But for me, yes, it is good country, but it is, this history is not very interesting. Why? Because every country has river, trees, bushes.
Yes, of course.
Every country is beautiful. How can we make beautiful if the people is not good, not beautiful, the country not making by self, for example, not getting better.
Okay.
Here is the people is good to working hot day and night. to pay tax to for our children to go to school. It is good culture and good government. But unfortunately, our land be beautiful. The Bhutanese land is, every country is good. But some people, country controlling by ignorant people to not making good and better. For example, American, in many countries, they are help for government of Afghanistan $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
$1 billion. Where is that $1 billion? Just $1 billion, 8, maybe 20 until 40%.
Yes.
Like ministry, primary, president, like big stuff, mm-hmm. worker from government. They are not made road, not made school, not made electricity, not made city like town for our people.
Yes.
This city is, here is bush, many forest. We have here good road and good education and good city. It is made by people.
Yes.
Yeah, we can make, we can work hand by hand, both together to repair better than better, best and best at the future, this country.
As mostly Chii Muslims, the Hazara are targets for violence by extremist Sunni Muslim groups, such as the Taliban and Laskar-e-Jhangvi. In Pakistan, more than 1,500 Hazara have been killed over the past decade, according to UN reports. It is not known how many more have been killed by the Taliban inside Afghanistan. Hazaras are the third largest ethnic group in Afghanistan, at about 2.8 million, and the majority are Chii Muslims. They also have a population approaching 500,000 in neighboring Pakistan. The Hazaras are one of the largest ethnic groups seeking asylum in Australia, according to Immigration Department data. Due to this exodus from terror in Afghanistan and Pakistan, the numbers of the Hazara community in Australia have increased.
And why the Taliban doesn't like the Hazara community?
Because unfortunately, they don't want Hazara to live in Afghanistan.
Why do you think?
It is not good culture. It is not good for a culture. It is need to peace for everybody. Because country is many, many years our land. It is not just for Hazara. It is they make many happening problem for Hinduism people. Before many thousand people, Hinduism lives in Kabul city, in Ghazni city. At the moment, no one over there. They moved to India. They are originally from Afghanistan. They worked with soldiers. They worked. They paid tax. They have ID card from Afghanistan. But unfortunately, the worldwide, they are moved from Afghanistan to India.
Yeah. In your case, you had the ID.
Yes, we have Afghanian passport. But for 4 years, they are made electricity ID card. It is called Taskira from Afghanistan.
Yes.
But still, they are not gift for people. By it is stopped by Pashtun people.
Another tribe.
Yeah, because the government of Afghanistan controlling by Pashtun.
Yes.
They are don't want to wrote our name on our taskira
and
ID card.
Yes.
Yeah. they want to write just Afghani. Afghani, okay. Not Hazara.
Okay.
And what does the Afghani mean? Afghani is Pashtun.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, Afghani means Pashtun. They want to write our name Pashtun. We are not Pashtun. Our language is different. We can't speak Pashtun.
Okay.
We speak Hazaragi.
Uh-huh.
But they want to write our name on our on the ID card. It is called Taskira, and like passport.
Yes.
Afghani.
So like that is your passport, Afghani.
Yeah. They want to write Afghani, not Hazara.
Okay.
Yeah, it has stopped for the government of America and many countries. They understand about this history because they are paid million dollars for electric cost.
Yes.
Yeah.
So in Pakistan, you was living in a refugee camp? Or
no, no. We paid money. We had house for rent.
Okay.
We rented house, yeah.
And you had more kids in this meantime?
Yes, my daughter, she born in Pakistan.
In Pakistan. How old is she?
Four.
Four. Yeah. How long you were living in Pakistan for?
4 years.
4 years.
Yeah.
Why do you decide to move from there?
Because we want to, at the future for our children, they have a good education and good job to go safely to the school.
Yes.
Yeah, it is good for us to live here because unfortunately many our children, our young boys, they are studied at the University of Afghanistan, but they are killed on the highway, drop off from bus.
Oh.
Yeah, our Hazara young boys killed by Taliban while you are studying.
Okay.
Yeah, but here is good for our at the future for our Hazara community or Hazara people and our children.
If you just join us here on Hobart FM, then good morning and welcome. This is Why I Settle in Tasmania, the story of people settling in the Apple Isle. Today, we are talking with Asa Abdullah from the Hazara community in Launceston.
Can you explain us about the Dambura?
Dambura, it has two strings from nylon. Yeah, first time, maybe around the 4th century, more than 1,000 years ago in Bamiyan City, one person made Dambura another time from wood berry trees.
Okay.
That berry is different. That is a smaller fruit, like many type of fruits, berry fruits in Afghanistan. White, black, the color is different. The taste is different. More than maybe 20 type of berries.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, but that person another time he made from wood berry Dambura because that wood is very hot and it has very loud sound and very shiny.
Okay.
Yes. Another time he made, but another time was not such as plastic and nylon like today.
Yes.
Yeah, fisher line.
Yes.
But they made he used for the Dambura string another time. From goat skin.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. After that, the people use for the Dambura string made from horse tail. Because horse tail, horse has long hair.
Horse. Yes, the hair.
Yeah.
Oh.
Horse tail.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, after that, today, the people using from fisher line.
Did you bring this Dambura with you?
Yeah.
With you when you came to Australia?
Yeah. First time I bring Dambura to Pakistan, but I miss my Dambura to bring here from Pakistan. Then my friend sent it to me, this one. With my friend, he made here, one is smaller Dambra for me first time.
Okay.
I attended, I played first time to Dambra at the Toste. Again, this Dambra arrived at us. Again, I played Dambra to festival.
Okay.
The school, at the review station, at the celebration days, harmony days, such as New Year or Easter, our culture.
Okay.
And wedding, yeah.
Maybe. And when do you learn to play Dambra?
I learned Dambra in Afghanistan from my cousin.
From your cousin?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. And it was when you was shy?
Yeah.
Or a young boy?
Yeah.
And are you teaching your boys?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Can you play something for us, please?
Yes, with some Hazaragi song or no?
Just yes, yes.
The song is about the Tasmanian beach.
Tasmanian beach.
Oh, dear. Oh, hello.
In Hazaragi. Yes.
دی گفتگو
how was the last day in Pakistan before to come to Australia?
Yes, we are very happy to move from Pakistan. From Embassy of Australia, they called for me.
Yes.
You are ready to go tomorrow. Your visa is ready. You are. You can go to Australia another time. We are very happy because, unfortunately, we were in Peshawar city. My son, he can't go to school because many children hate a kick my son and the street. They are abuse my son. It was very bad culture. It was not good for us. Yeah.
So this is Ali.
Yeah, 5, 6 years old.
So he never went to the school there in Pakistan?
Yeah, 1 year he went to the school just with my wife Fatima.
Yes.
She can carefully went with my son to school again, returned back to home. After that, my little daughter, she born in Pakistan. After that, my son, he can't go to lowly by himself to the school because it was very dangerous.
Okay. Do you have family, friends when you left the country, when you left Pakistan?
Yes, we had our good neighbor and good friends over there because that area was many Hazara refugees.
Okay.
They made rock carpet.
Okay.
Yeah, carpet. Yeah, they were carpenter. Carpet maker, yeah.
Ah, carpet?
Yeah, carpet.
Make it by hand?
By hand, yeah.
Oh, la la.
But it was too hot. It is not too easy job and work. Too hot, very hot.
Okay.
Yeah.
As Abdullah, where do you learn English?
Learning English here.
Ah, just
before
here?
Before I speak, I understood a little bit English because I worked with Australian Army, American Army in Afghanistan.
Yes.
But not I studied English.
Oh, okay. I was thinking that you know English. So how the family did on the airplane?
The airplane from Islamabad, we flew to Karachi.
Yes.
One person, he came with us from Embassy of Australia.
Okay.
Then we arrived in Dubai, but there was another staff from UNHCR office. They came, they spoke Farsi with us.
Yes.
After that, we arrived to Melbourne. Here, one Iranian person, he speaks Farsi. He came to visit us and help with us.
Okay.
After that, we arrived in Launceston Airport. But from MRC, some people came with interpreter and with our caseworker.
Okay. And you had any friends here or family in Launceston?
No. Yeah, no, but here is too many families. But
yes.
We have two communities.
Yes.
From one is Hazara community, one is Afghan community, different community here.
One is Hazara and the other is
Afghan.
Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, but in from Hazara family, I know here I many friends, but not before.
Okay.
Why I settled in Tasmania.
You are listening to Hobart FM and the life stories of people who are building a new life in Tasmania.
Here on Hobart FM.
During a war, maybe 2009, yes, 2009, another time they shot 3 bullets in my head. Unfortunately, I lost and missed my voice. There is no one from a government staff, no one asked me after wounded, where are you? No one helped me, no one asked.
You went to the hospital in Afghanistan or
yes,
where?
Yes, another time they are shocked in my head. Then a helicopter from American Army, they came to got me to the hospital. I was in American hospital in Afghanistan.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. But I was in the coma for maybe 1 or 2 months, for a long time. But 6 months I was in a hospital, army hospital of Afghanistan in Kabul.
After you lost your vision, how do you start to recognize the world? Because I suppose it changed all your life, no?
Yeah, but it is very difficult for because some blind person, they are originally born blind.
Yes.
But for them, no problem, because I know I have two friends blind here.
Yes.
They are walking by themselves, but I can't, unfortunately, I can't walk. Because I am new blind, because I saw before everything.
Yes, of course.
Like street and stairs and car cities, I escaped from outside, but I can't walk by myself. I'm walking sometimes with my son and with my wife, but it is difficult for me, especially. New country, a new culture, a new language, new technology to learn computer.
Yeah.
Yeah, new language, too hard for me. But no, I want to continue, no problem. Don't give up.
what is the sounds that you had in your mind from Pakistan or from Afghanistan that you remember now?
Yes, Afghanistan and Iran and Pakistan is different.
Yes.
Very, very different. The weather is different, the smell is different, the people is different, the culture is different. So I remember from my garden in Afghanistan.
Yes.
Yeah, many type of flowers and many type of fruits. Especially on the morning, I worked with my father. His job was farmer.
Okay.
It was very good smell to, especially in the my God.
I'm from Pakistan.
And from Pakistan, no, because unfortunately, I can't remember. I can't smell because in their shock bullet in my head, in my face here.
Yes.
Then my nose can't smell, not working. I missed my smell.
You smell?
Yeah, not working.
And from Iran?
Iran is a good, very clean and very nice city because they have a good culture. For example, like here, many people, they are put rubbish to in the bin from a car coming collect the rubbish from the street. It is very good, very nice and very clean. But unfortunately, in Pakistan, not was like Iran, and they are many people, they are eating and some fruit, the peel, they are living pork.
History of Hazara people in Pakistan dates back to the 1840s, when Hazara tribesmen from Hazarajat
began migration to colonial India because of persecution in Pashtuns and Tahis. Many Hazaras were enlisted in the British Indian Army during the First Anglo-Afghan War from 1838 up to 1840. The mass migration and permanent settlements started in the 1890s when Emir Abdul Rahman Khan started persecuting the Hazaras of Afghanistan. More recently, the first Hazaras arrived in the late 1990s as attacks on them increased, both in Afghanistan and in the Pakistan city of Quetta, to which many had fled from the Taliban.
What is the more difficult thing that you found in that time when you arrived to Australia?
Difficult first for us, English language, and learn computer, especially for me, because I can see. It is need to every keys and on the keyboard. I can remember. It is too hard for me because unfortunately I can't find the many, many words, many files and on the computer, on the screen. But I couldn't find a dictionary. I can't translate to enforce it is too hard.
Okay.
But yes, I am happy here because we have many voluntary ladies. They are helping for learn drive with my wife. They are help for shopping.
So she's driving now?
Yes, she has a piece.
Okay.
Yeah, piece lessons. Yeah, but they are helping with my children, especially. First time we didn't understand where we can go to the hospital, which day is our appointment for me, for my wife, for my children. They help with us.
Okay.
Yeah. Still they are helping. They are calling and they are helping with us, to with my children, with my family. Not just with for my family, for every family they are helping.
Okay.
Yeah.
What sounds did you remember when you arrived to Australia, to Launceston?
Yes, first time I heard the motorbike sound very loud.
What?
Motorbike.
Motorbike.
Ah, the motorbike.
Yeah, very loud.
Okay.
Before, I didn't hear that sound.
Okay.
It was very interesting. One day...
So in Pakistan, you don't have...
In Launceston.
No, yes.
There was many scooters and many
scooters.
Yeah, yeah. But not the sound is not...
The loud, big really, motorbike.
No, not like loud, very loud. I went to the city park first time with my wife.
Uh-huh.
Because I can't see. We walked on the footpath, but another time... 3-4 bikes arrived. I scared from that bike because it had very loud sound.
Okay.
Yeah. It was very interesting for me. Yeah.
Okay.
I asked from my wife, what is this? She said, they are riding motorbike.
So your intention is to stay here in Tasmania?
Tasmania is good, yeah, especially for me because I can't work. I don't have any job.
Yes.
But I study at TASTEF. They are helping with me for learning English and computer. The city is not very rush, not too many cars, not too many population. It is very quiet and safe city. It is good for us.
Thank you very much, Ras Abdullah and midwife. Next Saturday, join us to listen the story of Jose Massimo from the South Sudan community in Hobart. Tune in then. Bye.
Why settle in Tasmania?
Next week, join us to listen to another fascinating story.
From the Karen, Oromo, South Sudanese, Ugandan, Nepalese, Hazara and Rwandan communities.
Here on Hobart FM.